to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, so looking forward to the weekend. But then again, a lot of days just kind of run in together for people now. Friday's the weekend. Thursday's the weekend. I think you'd be surprised if you saw how many people were still unemployed and still not getting the money that they have earned and deserve from the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. I'm not trying to pick on them, but then I know there's very few people working there. But you need to come forward and say something. It's the Monica J Show. It's all about your live and local talk right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Doing some positive things for the weekend. I had the best time last night answering emails that I haven't been able to get to yet. Answered two emails from two kids, young adults, 14. So we'll say young adults. But they had more smarts in their email than most of the liberal adults out there I've ever had a conversation with. And that was pretty enlightening. And that's why I wanted to make sure that even at 3 a.m. that I got those emails done and back to them. Communication is an amazing thing. That's how we share. Now, Isa and I were having a conversation about school. And that's a big topic right now. Do we open the schools? Do we not open the schools? Do we open them with major modifications? Kids want to go back to school. And for some, yes, it's the learning. But for others, it's the structure. It's the social engagement. And that's basically what I think elementary and high school taught us when we were growing up. How to deal with people of differing views, differing backgrounds, different social classes, financial classes. And kids taught themselves the laws of the jungle. That has been removed from them now. And even before it was shut down and removed, it was highly regulated, highly policed of, you can't say that. You can't do that. But it's surprising how many things bullies still got away with. What's even more disheartening is how many of those bullies were actually teachers. But it doesn't seem so surprising now. After you watch the videos of the riots and the people being finally arrested, to see how many people are coming back that are teachers. Huh. Could that be another reason why we don't want to open back up the schools? Because the teachers are out there, or I'm sorry, I do not want to put teachers in that bundle. There are a few reckless individuals who happen to be teachers that have the time off now to go riot and do whatever they want? Harm people? Damage property? For all of the educators that were arrested, how many weren't? So in my email to ISA last night, or ISA, might be ISA, because it's short for something else, ISA. I hope I'm saying that right. I told her not to worry about the education system. Our kids, even at 14, have everything that they need at their fingertips for a great education. They've got videos, they've got different opinions, they've got books, they've got surveys, studies, articles, all from the best universities, the Department of Justice, some of the best writers. So why is it so important to go back to school? It's the structure and learning how to deal with people. You don't learn that in a book. You do not learn that in a book. And the most important thing that we have is our history. Because if we don't know history, come on, you know this. If you don't know history, you are bound to repeat it. Right now, the Democrats are erasing their history. And Republicans are helping them do it. Which I think is just heinous. The Democrats are literally trying to get rid of the fact that they are the party of slavery. That they are the party who has always held people back. Yet, it's so easy for them. Because they have the help of a few Democrats. Or a lot of Democrats and a few Republicans. I've said he's a rhino. I'm sure he'll justify this some way, but the House voted 156 to remove U.S. Capitol Confederate statues from public view. So they'll justify it in saying that, you know, it's going to go into storage, or, you know, they're not being destroyed. They're going to go into museums somewhere. I mean, they'll come up with some appeasing story. You know, just like the speakers, the former speakers of the House, the portraits that came down. Democrats. So if it is so important for us to know our history and to remember it and to use it as a source of education, to say, yes, you know, Strom Thurmond did this and this and this, and he made his way into government. And this is what we have to watch out for, is people like this, to make sure that their poison doesn't spread. But rather than using busts or statues or portraits as a sense of teaching, you know, you can put a plaque right there, tell the story, have people read. But Mark Amaday, Congressman Mark Amaday, representing the 2nd District of Nevada, was one of those 26 Republican votes that made up the 2/3 majority needed to pass. The House Resolution 7573 to direct the architect of the Capitol to replace the bust of Roger Brooke Taney. You know, it's just sad. You know what that takes away? Honesty. Sorry, they're going to replace it with a bust of Thurgood Marshall. Got that backwards. But why can't they just have both? Why can't we start putting up a few more statues of people who we honor? No. Let's just remove the blemishes. Let's remove what we don't like. That's sad. Because with that is the destruction of history. It's up to you to contact Congressman Amade and voice your opinions of his action. Because all you're going to get is, you know, the majority of his votes, and 96-97% of the time he's voted with Trump and blah, blah, blah. But it just seems like some real important votes, he votes with the Democrats. I wonder why that is. Could he be playing the same game that Sandoval played to go a little bit more to the middle to appease more people so he can have a successful run for governor? Just throwing it out there. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. It's Friday. Let's call it Freedom Friday, because we have a great event going on tomorrow, starting at 4:30, flags unfurled and waving in the beautiful breeze going through downtown. I'll tell you more about it right after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And we're going to get to your phone calls at our talk and text line at 884-9910. Mark, hang on the line just a second. First off, though, I want to tell you today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. This was a national poll, I guess, that I missed. Again, I never participate in national polls, but it was on the news of a couple different stations, so I decided I would steal it, and I want to ask you. I want to ask locally, do you feel comfortable giving your opinion on politics in public? Not knowing who's listening, friends, family, coworkers? Do you feel comfortable? I want to know. Because liberals are definitely comfortable. They get out there and they'll shout things at the top of their lungs and not hold back and not worry about what you care. So are you ready to do that? Yesterday's poll question, should voting privileges be revoked if someone violates voting laws? 66% said yes. 2% said no. 18% of those participating said yes and jail time. 12% said voter ID now. And another 2% said voting. And look what we end up with. Self-serving politicos on the dole. Yeah, I know. You take the good with the bad. Let's go to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910 and check in with Mark this morning. Hi, Mark. You wanted to talk about education?
Yeah, you know, I keep hearing on the news this morning, this and his last name fits him perfectly. Mr. Dick decides that he doesn't want any kids going to school anymore. But has anybody asked Mr. Dick that if he knows where we are ranked in the nation as far as education goes? Because I think we're 48th. And if we're going to keep these kids home, these kids are going to end up like Mr. Dick with no brain. I don't
Absolutely.
Understand it. And the second thing that I want to know about is, why are we paying school taxes if there aren't going to be any schools? That's my second question.
And what are we going to do with all of these schools that we've been refurbishing and just built? And what, I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, do teachers not realize that they're not going to be going back to work?
You know, that money that they're getting for staying at home is going to run out.
Yeah, very quickly. Mark,
it's going to run out because our tax money is not going to pay their salary. That's for sure. It's lining the politicians' pockets.
I sit on the fence, Mark, because as I've been talking to kids, you know, I love being part of Big Brothers Big Sisters, because I get it straight from my little sister's mouth of what's going on. And I tell you, they're better off opening up a computer and looking things up online on the internet to educate themselves. So
that's few and far between, Monica. You're going down a dangerous road with that one. You got to think about this. The education that these kids are getting in Nevada right now, we're 48th in the nation. Chicago is above Nevada. Come on, that's embarrassing. You're kind of going up a dangerous road by saying that, because not all children have not all children have the capabilities of other children, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
So you're kind of going up a dangerous road when you're saying they're better off staying at home and opening a computer. Not very many parents might have the same education as you or a family member. So I would say kind of maybe stay away from that one, because these kids need to be in school.
I'm phrasing it poorly, Mark, because I'm still thinking structured, you know, as far as working with charter schools and getting the tools that they need and, you know, not just letting them on their own. They still have to have a source of structure. But I think getting kids out of classrooms, whether it be K through 12 and the universities, where it's just an indoctrination center with their teachers' views and bullying. And, you know, this is a good time for us to actually strike the education system and start from the ground up and start making some rules that actually protect the kids.
I think you could do that while you're putting the kids back in their schools. The other thing is, it's not just the education. It's the kids getting to know each other and learning how to adjust with other children and other people and start becoming little adults.
You learn the laws of the jungle.
Exactly. Staying at home is just all negative. There's no positives to that whatsoever. And you could even ask the parents, because the parents, I hate to say it, but the parents don't want to see their kids at home. I think the parents are getting a little tired of that as well.
Well, some parents need to go back to work. And whether we like it or not, they do need that babysitting system. So,
well,
Mark, I got to
come, because they're getting that money taken away from them. So people are going to be running back to their jobs pretty soon.
Yeah. Yay. Let's hope.
Yes.
Mark, thank you so much. I got another call I got to take, but always great talking to you. Let's go check in with Ruth. Ruth wants to talk about views. What do you mean by that, Ruth?
Hi, Monica. I'm your old friend from the dog.
Hi, Ruth.
I I try real hard not to get into discussions in person. I have a lot of people who walk, hey, I like your shirt, hey, I like your hat, hey, I like your bumper sticker. I don't get many on an opposite side, but I do get some comments on Facebook. And I have to say that it's mostly my fault, because people on Facebook have friends that frequently have the same views. And so when I see something like, you know, something that was obviously photoshopped, that was very negative about the president, I kind of go off a little bit. But, you know, I usually end with, look, we can agree to disagree. And your comments and the fact that you're putting something up fake phony says a lot more about you than it does the president.
Well, and that's the other thing, Ruth, is when you're dealing with social media, people feel like they have an anonymity, because do we really know every single friend we have on Facebook? I don't. I mean, I have over, you know, 3,000-4,000. I don't know all of these people. You know, I don't know their political viewpoints, but I know my viewpoints and I know I can stand behind them. So I just take their comments with, you know, a grain of salt.
I'd like to throw in something about the schools as well. I taught for 31 years, and the group of kids that are going to be left out of full-time at home will be the very kids that need extra attention. Now, that said, I've said this over and over to people. Look, this is an opportunity to turn those things over. Turn the schools over. Get into the charter schools. Get the kids extra attention with computers and things like that. But everybody needs to understand that for a lot of our kids, you hand them a computer and it'll be sold on the street the next day.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's
so. You know, and that's just the way it is. And you know, that structure is. You know, pretty critical. I agree with the last guy on that. But I don't know why we can't do a half and half. I'm real pissed they didn't look at that here locally. Send them for a half day. Send them home. You know, I've said for a long time that from junior high on, give them half a day to go to a job. They don't
I was taking the half and half differently. You know, the kids who need the extra attention, get them in the physical schools. The kids who are good learning on their own, let them stay at home and be on the internet. You know, there's both ways that way. But Ruth, I'll
disagree with you on that.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I gotta take a break here. Thanks, Ruth. Call back and disagree with me on that at some point. It's 10:32. We are past our time, so let's get right on to a Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Ooh, a little catch in my throat there. Oh, it's been a long week, but you know what? That doesn't mean that you can't get out this weekend and do something fun. I really urge you to get out, enjoy nature. It's just so important for us to throw off the shackles, so to speak. Log on to 991fmtalk.com today. Check out the poll question. Please participate. Do you feel comfortable giving your opinion on politics in public? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question basically, should voting privileges be revoked if someone violates voting laws? 2% roughly said no. All the rest, yes. Even some people voting yes and jail time. Yeah, not just probation. You know if you vote twice. You know if you send in two mail-in ballots. You know. So some of these excuses, oh, well, I didn't know if the first one got there or, you know. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Craig this morning. Wants to talk about voting. Hi, Craig. Thanks for calling the show. Craig, you still there? Nope. Looks like we lost Craig's. Oh, Craig, are you there? Okay, it looks as... Huh? He's there. Craig, you there? Okay, we're going to have to let Craig go, and then hopefully Craig will call back. Let's go to Neil, who's been hanging on the line, wants to talk about schools. Hi, Neil.
Hi, I wanted to talk about schools and what if the people who are autism or even different deans and don't have access to the computers and stuff, they need to open schools for them. What if it's a poor family and couldn't have schooling, and they grew up in a household with not really educated parents, or even autism, or even different other mental stuff? What if that happens?
That's a great point, Neil. But that's a great point, Neil. But what I've been talking about with Mark and Ruth is the fact that we're in a position now to change the standard school setup. We need to make it better for kids and work it around kids. You know, some kids don't want to go to school because of the bullying. So why damage their education through fear? You know, if there's a way to...
On bullying.
What are you saying?
We need to find the parents who have a bullied, too.
You know, parents can't always control what their kids do. You know, nobody likes bullying, but there are also adults who are bullies. There are a lot more bullies, you know, who are adults, and I think
Joe
that's
Biden
where the kids learn it.
And the Democrats and Joe Biden.
Definitely. But what I'm saying, Neil, is now is the time for parents to speak up, for community members to speak up, and stop listening to the unions and what they want. We need to restructure the school system to get kids the education that they deserve. And whatever way possible to do that. Neil, thank you so much for the call. Yep. Thank you for the call, and appreciate your time today. 884-9910, the talk and text lines. We've got some serious issues going on here, not just in the schools, but in society. There is a lack of empathy. There is a lack of control. There is a lack of remorse. So many things are lacking in people who are going into the world who are supposedly adults. And you see that in the riots. If these were Republicans rioting, well, you'd never see Republicans rioting like this. So that's just a dumb analogy. But the people who are going out there and getting caught, look at their age. Look at what not only the school system, but what our society has created and let happen. You know, we joke about the snowflakes and things like that, but this is serious stuff. You know, there are police officers now who are blind. They are suffering blindness from these Antifa laser attacks. What's going to happen to those officers? Do you think that they're going to be able to function in their jobs? They were out there protecting not only buildings, but the fabric of society. And yet the Democrats say no. We don't want you here. We don't want you protecting anything. We're okay if these buildings burn. We're okay if people are getting murdered. We're okay. More people have been killed since all of this started than unarmed black people have been killed since 2019 by cops. This was never about George Floyd. This was never about police brutality. It was about BLM getting out there and using this incident as a spark to once again help bring down society. And I will keep saying that over and over and over. Just got a text from Forrest. Phys ed, sports, learning, how to fight, self-discipline, then go to the digital learning. That's a great point, Forrest. That's a really wonderful point. You know, maybe kids should have to, I'm going to have to start saying maybe now, because this is all just an open forum to give your suggestions. Maybe somebody on the Board of Education, maybe somebody with the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees, maybe people will start listening to these things, because they haven't listened to the parents for years. And just a reminder, November, we've got the Board of Trustees, a number of them, up for re-election, leaving seats. Do the research, do the background, listen to the people who are running for the Board of Trustees, what they've voted for, what they've said in the past, because that's just an example of how they're going to go forward into the future. We need to fix the education system. We need to get it back to reading, writing, arithmetic. Remember all that? Letting girls and boys both know that science is cool, that knowledge is cool. It's not just about looking good or who's got a car, or think of all the things that when we were in school, we used to consider cool and important. Well, today, kids in this generation, they're going through the same things. It's just happening in different ways. They're being bullied. But now it's even worse for them because they're being bullied not only at school, but online as well. So kids have it tougher than we did. But we can still make the same comparisons. This is a great way to fight for our kids. Maybe something positive can come out of this stupid farce of a plandemic. Let's take our schools back. It's time for the parents to start saying what they want in the education system to the legislators, to the people who make the decisions, and not the unions, not the teachers' union, the education association. It's time for the teachers to listen to the parents. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
Well, unfortunately, I think you're going to have a lot of Monica in your life today because we are having problems with our phone system. So I'm sorry to Jane and, all the others who have called in. But it's all a mess when you're trying to tie hard lines into computers and, you know, things happen. What do they call it? Ghosts in the machine? It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I appreciate your time today, and I really want to share this with you. This is from Dr. Gold, and it's amazing how, you know, there are doctors out there who are trying to help with the truth, but they have a tendency to get banned from social media by those who are basically engaging in book burning. Well, it used to be book burning. Now it's censoring.
Most of the people we see with positive case results have no symptoms. Some that have symptoms overwhelmingly don't need hospitalization. So in your mind, take that word cases and throw it away and replace it with positive test result. That's what the media means when they're saying cases. The other thing that's very disturbing, I've heard from people all over the country, patients and doctors, that the amount of fraud going on is rampant. I didn't believe it the first, 10 times. I was very skeptical. I've heard this at least 20 or 30 times now about situations where patients are getting positive results, which is impossible. We know it's impossible because the patient signed up for the test but never actually got the test. So they'd sign up, it's CVS. They go, but there's a long line. So they say, you know what, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to do it. They go home, and then in a week they're notified they have a positive test result. I've had dozens of claims like that, dozens.
I've also heard people who got tested multiple times and tested positive, and then tested positive again maybe a few days later, and that counts as two cases into the same batch with everyone else.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked that. So patients are being tested multiple times. By the way, the amount of testing that's going on is huge, right? Because patients are just showing up and wanting it. But for example, everyone who comes into the hospital is tested. Patients in the hospital get tested multiple times. If you get tested multiple times, that counts. Every time you take the test, that's another positive result. So I've personally had situations. A person's had four positive tests. And, in Texas, I know because I have a colleague in Texas. And the way they report the positive results in Texas is so bizarre. There's a blood test, and it's the IgM or the IgG. One of them really means longer-term immunity. It's not really a positive result. It actually means you've recovered. They're counting that as positive. They're also counting if one person in a family or a group of 15 is positive, and anybody else in that group had any kind of symptoms, that person's considered positive without a test. I mean, it is just crazy how they're using the numbers.
It is crazy how they're using the numbers. We know this is going on right here in Northern Nevada. $11 million spent to set up a triage secondary hospital in a parking garage that was never needed. It was never used. But nice to see it can be set up. Let me tell you, I have to do more research on this because I received this email from a listener. And so it's important for me to get a hold of my contacts in the hospitals, nurses, doctors, things like that. But this email was sent to me and they asked to remain anonymous. And, I take that with a, as I said it earlier, a grain of salt. It just, anonymity has a tendency to breed misinformation. But I will look into it because I'm getting reports that local hospitals are being forced to take patients, COVID patients, from California. Not just California hospitals, but California prisons as well. So I will be digging deeper on this. I will look into it because you're not hearing that either. Did you pay attention to how the news was framed? That we have something like 43 or 46 new cases, but we had over 70 recoveries? Okay. That was buried at the end. No new deaths, this many new cases. No, that's not cases. as you just heard Dr. Simone Gold say. When you hear cases, throw that out. They've just tested positive. They just have an increase in positive tests. That doesn't mean that people have it, that they're sick with it, that they need to be hospitalized. Something else is going on. And I told you last week, I said, watch. Now you're going to see the subject of aliens come up. What happened last night? Tucker Carlson with new stories on unidentified flying objects being verified by the government. It's all a distraction. Find your truth. Find how you feel. And then get the word out. We'll be back after this.